This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. If plants are looking a little pale or garden crops aren't doing as well as you'd like, they may need some additional nitrogen. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Istone, discusses the options available for increasing nitrogen in the soil. Greg, we've had a number of incidents where we've had widespread rain across the state, and as a result, we're probably seeing some maybe too much rainfall in our gardens and on the landscape. And something we may want to consider is top dressing or some side dressing.
Yeah, so nitrogen is the element, nutrient that our plants use in quite abundance compared to other elements. And so it is a mobile unit as well. So when it rains, it may leach past our root zone. It may, on hot days, may vaporize back into the atmosphere. And so we need to regulate our nitrogen applications on a season-to-season basis. You might have added some to start with in your planting, whether it be through some compost type of organic nitrogen or synthetic fertilizer. But when we have rains, it can leach it and remove some of that. And you may see some paler looking leaves, a lighter green color than normal, and that may be an indication that we need to add some nitrogen. So if you've been doing a little bit of studying on your soils and your plants, you kind of have a feeling for whether you need to add nitrogen or not. And taking a look at your plants is probably the best way to indicate that.
So what are the options then if we want to add a little bit more?
So there's about three different products that I typically find. Urea is a synthetic nitrogen-only fertilizer, and that's what we're looking at, something that's not adding phosphorus or potassium, unless our soil test would indicate we need that. So we're adding nitrogen as far as urea. It's really concentrated. It's usually the least expensive, but you need to be careful because of that concentration that you're just applying the right amount, and that sometimes may get a little tricky. And so if you're going to fault on the one side, a little less is better than too much. Salt's what builds up in these fertilizers, and so if we get a fertilizer burn, it's not really a temperature thing. It's a dehydration of the root system by using too much fertilizer, which has a little too much salt for that system there. So a little bit of urea could be an option. We have the blood meal, which is kind of our organic option, and that will require just more application of that product. I do have a chart that is available on our website. So if you go to the riley.ksu.edu website and look under lawn and garden soil fertility link there, you would find that chart. Otherwise, you're reading the product label, and that's a good place to start as well. And so that blood meal is a good source, but it can be more expensive than some of the other options. Another option that I do find is ammonium sulfate, and there should be some instructions on that as well. So the urea is about a 46% nitrogen. Ammonium sulfate is a little bit less. It's around 20% nitrogen. And so you would need 5 pounds of that 20% to get one actual pound of nitrogen. And that's typically how things are listed, pound per 1,000 square feet or 100 square feet in a vegetable garden. So there's a little bit of math, but it's usually easier just to look on the label and err on the light side. And if it doesn't green up as much as you'd like, then you'd add a little bit more in the future.
So this is something that you can continue to add when needed.
It is. And there's certain stages depending on what you're trying to grow. If you're growing like annual flowers, we like to add a little bit on a routine basis, whether it be once a week or once a month, depending on the concentrate that you're putting on. Some of our vegetables, like sweet corn, is one that really does better if you add some nitrogen, and there's different stages where it's more important. So you get your corn up 8 to 10 inches, it's usually a good time to add a little bit more nitrogen. And then at tassel is another good opportunity to add a little bit more nitrogen. That kind of specific information can be found on my chart or in some other type of resources. But basically, watching your plant is a good way. And if it's a little pale because of all the moisture that we've had, then adding a little bit of nitrogen once it starts to dry out would be a suggestion.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Istone. Again, to view the chart, go to riley.ksu.edu and look under Lawn and Garden Soil Fertility. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.